Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC News Minor Update. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is operating the Moose Creek Dam to regulate flow of the Chena River through Fairbanks and North Pole. Recent heavy rains have swollen area rivers, and the Corps began shaving water from the Chena yesterday. The dam diverts water into a massive impoundment basin, which extends all the way to the Tanana River. Meanwhile, it's a different story north of the Alaska Range, where recent heavy rains caused mud and rock slides. The National Park Service says erosion, mud, and rock slides forced closure of the gravel road into Denali National Park beginning Friday, trapping about 300 visitors west of Polychrome Pass until multiple slides could be cleared. The road into the park remained closed at mile 30 until yesterday morning. An NPS release says some parts of the park received 18 inches of rain over 17 days. All the water caused failure of a retaining wall supporting Alaska Railroad tracks through Healy Canyon north of the park. The railroad says service is expected to be down at least through later today as crews make repairs, and that in the interim, buses are being used to move passengers around the impacted area. The park's highway has reopened in the area between Talkeetna and Willow, where a fast-moving wildfire forced the road's closure last night. An announcement from the State Department of Transportation says the highway reopened this morning between mileposts 83 and 99, where the wind-driven McKinley fire has burned at least 50 structures. The DOT says travel is not advised and to expect long delays as emergency vehicles transit the area. The State Division of Forestry says the McKinley fire started Saturday night when a tree blew into a power line and was driven by high winds yesterday. An evacuation order remains in effect, and emergency shelters are operating for displaced people like Hidden Hills Subdivision resident James Baker, who told Alaska Public Media he witnessed devastation leaving the Hidden Hills Subdivision.
Every house down the highway for like 3 or 4 miles was burnt when I left.
4 Matsu area schools are closed today because of the McKinley fire, which is one of a few wildfires threatening communities in South Central. There's another fire off the park's highway near Deshka Landing, and winds have rekindled flames on the massive Swan Lake fire on the Kenai, threatening the community of Cooper Landing. Crews also responded to a wildfire near the community of Anchor Point late yesterday. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.